Guys.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear my idea on how to save the world?
Sure.
Go ahead, man.
Okay. You know the way that cause a lot of global warming?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was thinking, okay, what, you know the way electricity cars basically don't do anything, considering you still have to burn fossil fuels to make the electricity?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, imagine if you had, like, wind-powered cars with two windmills on the side of them.
Wait,
stupid idea.
How's that explain, please.
Okay, do you know, have you ever, like, stuck your hand out a window?
Right. Yes.
Okay. And, like, a moving car window. Oh. And, like, you feel the wind going against it.
Yeah.
Like, if you had two windmills on each side of the car, that would, like, cause the windmills to spin, and that would mean that it would generate electricity.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay.
Hmm.
That still then, poses a problem for starting up the car if there's no wind in your home.
Mm. Like,
no gotta, wind like, in your home.
Like, you wouldn't be able to keep, like, you wouldn't be able to keep it in, like, a garage or anything because it wouldn't be, like, picking up any wind.
No, but you see, to start it up, you just
spin it. Yeah, you can just, like, manually spin it.
You just, like, spin it for, like, 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like a... good exercise, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, just let me start up my car. Yeah.
Oh, it broke my back.
Although, it would be kind of bad if you're trying to get somewhere in a hurry. Oh, yeah. God! My wife needs to get to the hospital! Okay,
hey,
just give
me
a second!
The car.
I have to stop the car!
There's another way, I think, that if you can just, like, leave your car outside, right? And just, like, hope, like, a breeze gets caught by the window.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, what if it doesn't?
Then you're
then you'll
screwed.
Just have to spin it.
Yeah.
Like, all you really have to do is spin it once, and you're pretty much set for, like, a good couple minutes.
Not really. Like, you'd have to spin it a couple times. Like,
depends on how fast you're spinning it.
They used to do that with the old cars. They used to have cranks on the front of them.
Yeah, and that was a good idea.
Yeah. Well, it's easier if you just turn a key and a little spark comes out and starts igniting.
Yeah, I know, but, like, that, think how much that damages the environment. You're not thinking from perspective here.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't a fact on trying to make a better car. It's trying to save, like, the environment.
Yeah.
I'm trying to save the world, man.
But, I mean, come on. Who would choose, right, between saving the world or a luxury car?
I'd choose save the world.
I'd choose save the world.
Really?
Sure, a lot
actually,
of people.
I would choose I don't care.
Well, Ben, I'm pretty sure the only people who would actually pick that right is hippies and peoples with no hobby.
A lot of people would do
that. That would probably be the extent of the fan care.
No.
Celebrities.
Like,
celebrities might, just to make a point.
They just did. No, the celebrities would do it just to prove that they care about stuff when they don't.
Exactly.
That's pretty much, what all celebrities do.
Just to make a point.
Justin Bieber in a fan care.
That'd be hilarious.
Bring me like a banshee. I saw, like, a video of Justin Bieber. It was sort of, like, just, like, I was curious, because I saw him, and it was just, like, his voice was so weird. It was just, like, it sounded like he was trying to sound older. Like, his voice was all cracking, and he sounded like, hey, what's up, guys? Like that.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm serious, like, during the entire video, he just sounded like, hey, my name's Justin Bieber, what's up?
I heard, like, that he actually took these pills so his voice wouldn't break.
No, he didn't, that's just a rumor. That, like, there's another rumor that said he, like, got throat surgery to sing
like,
higher.
I remember
all that,
that
stuff is true, he's just able to sing that high.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I commented on that video saying exactly what I just said, like, it sounds like he's trying to sound older. And then also I put in, Okay, I feel proud to be a hater now, because if we got him to be able to try to act like he's older, we can do so many other things to him. if you think about it, if we got him to do that, imagine what more we can do.
Yeah, true.
You just gotta keep hating on him.
I wonder if you, like, chance. Have you ever thought about, like, do you know celebrities?
Yeah.
Yes. Imagine if they, like, you could change them into Pokemon.
What?
Michael Jackson.
Like, have them fight each other.
Go, Michael Jackson, use Molest!
Oh, no, not funny, MJ's dead.
No.
I still don't like him.
Bad Evan.
Yeah, okay, yeah, bad Evan.
You're a bad
boy. Dr. Phil.
It's like, Dr. Phil, use Mind Attack. That'd be pretty brilliant. It's like, because isn't he like a doctor or something?
Yeah, no, he's like a... He's not a doctor. Well, I don't think he is.
Like he's... I think he's
is Doctor Who even a doctor?
Doctor Who? No.
It's like his code name.
It's like, yeah, he's
like... Doctor Who, it would be like...
Yeah, what is Doctor Who?
Sonic like, Boom, Sonic Boom.
Is he like an alien, or is he, like,
he looks a like lord? He looks like a human, but he is an alien.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's a spoiler alert.
That's spoiler not a spoiler. Alert. Not
I'm
really.
Kidding, I'm kidding. People should already know that by watching that show.
Mm.
A lot of people I know say, oh, how can you watch that show? It's awful. I think
it's not that bad.
I think it's amazing.
The aliens they make are actually pretty cool.
Yeah, like some of the effects
are quite good, yeah.
Way better than Star Wars effects.
Well, that's because Star Wars was made in the 19s.
I'm just saying, they're better.
Yeah. Well, not the newer Star Warses. Star Warses? Eh.
Did anyone see here? Has everyone here seen every Star Wars?
Me.
Yes.
I have. Multiple times.
I have too.
Did you see the third one?
Yes.
Yeah. It was awful.
Wait, which one? Which third one?
The third Star Wars.
The very last one that they made?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one was pretty bad.
I liked the first one, the sixth one.
I liked the second one. The second one was good.
Yeah, I liked the second one as well. But I liked the first one the most.
Yeah. Revenge of the Sith, I really liked that one.
Because Qui-Gon Jinn. It's a weird name. He's just beast,
actually. The only thing is, he gets, like, nailed by, like, Darth Maul. You know, the guy with the horns
head?
Yeah.
Once again, he gets, like, stabbed in the stomach or something.
Yep. He goes to swing at him, and he just goes straight up the stomach.
Next thing you know,
they, like, cremate
Obi-Wan.
Him.
Yeah, Obi-Wan just sort of, like, slices,
He like, leaps out of a giant pit, forces, like, a lightsaber into his hand, and just slices him in half from his waist up.
Yeah, awesome. And then he just falls down. I remember when I was a kid, when I watched that, I used to, like, reenact that while I was watching it.
What?
Yeah. Like, I'm sure you were getting all the lightsabers of different colors.
Exactly.
Especially the ones that pop out.
Yeah. I had one of those, right, and I didn't know that it popped out, right? And look, I looked straight down the barrel and shot it, right? And it jabbed me right in the eye.
Oh my god. I like the ones where you have to, like, kind of swing it out, you know? Like, those old-fashioned ones. Where it's sort of like, if you press the button, it sort of just, like, it loosens it up, but then you have to, like, swing it down to make it go out.
I have one of them, actually.
Yeah, it doesn't really just jab out into the sky or something.
Yeah, they're all, like, the 2009 ones.
Yeah.
I have, like, ones from, like, 2004 or something.
Now, did you ever see the ones that they made, like, a couple of years ago where you could actually, like, make it yourself? You could put, like, attachments onto it.
Oh, that's epic. Yeah.
I didn't really like that.
It was out a couple of years
ago. I put a red dot sight on my lightsaber.
Red dot sight.
I actually have a Star Wars.
Extended mag on my blue lightsaber.
Oh yeah, my purple lightsaber has a don't know.
Rapid fire.
It has a grenade launcher.
I have an app on my iPod. It's like a lightsaber. Listen.
Cool.
And like I shake it and it makes sounds. It's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, I like those sound effects though. Those sound effects were actually really good.
Okay.
But I remember in like the first ever Star Wars movie, you can actually tell that that the lightsabers are just kind of like sticks that had glowing around it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking about. What were you talking about? Like, they went from, like, lights. They went from, like, cars to lightsabers.
How did this happen? I have a piece of tape. I could probably shut ourselves up. Stop talking. I don't think it'll hold. It's too small.
No, did you guys ever see, what was it, like, the cartoon Star Wars series that they made?
Ugh, Clone Wars?
Of Anakin before he became bad. Like, in his training with Obi-Wan.
It was awful.
That was the worst Star Wars I have ever seen. Why would they make something so bad? Like, they should at least, like, use, like, real people instead of cartoons that look like you just took them out of a box in a toy store.
I know, right? They sort of look like characters from Minecraft, except edited so much.
No, they
literally, they're like their faces are just like boxes, but like
they look like the really old action figures you used to be able to get.
Oh yeah, right.
But they're like,
I'm pretty sure you can get those action figures from the Clone Wars thing, the animated one, and they look exactly like. It's not even funny.
Yeah. You know, like, the show's not good, right, if they make a toy that looks exactly like it. Like, I mean, look at Toy Story. Like, the original Toy Story was great, but, you know, they did need to make, like, 3 sequels.
I didn't really like the... I didn't like the second one that much.
Mm.
I liked the third one.
It introduced different characters. I like that. But the
third one was kind of weird.
I like the third one, though.
Like, it was
the third one
of...
actually, like, extended... I mean, I could see, like, the third one actually being the real second one.
The third one is more, like... It's more based on the story than the second one was.
Yeah, the second one was just, like, a side story, pretty much. Like, this happened.
Yeah.
This happened.
Yeah, this happened. Deal with it.
Like, just watch it. It happened. They wanted amazing adventures, but this is just one of them.
This podcast probably isn't going to be accepted now because we've talked about so much stuff that we don't own.
Well, I do own Toy Story stuff. Or at least I used to.
Yeah, well,
but you don't actually own the Toy Story.
No.
You don't own the copyright for it.
Yeah, you don't have copyright to it, so you can't really talk about it. I guess you could talk about it, but you can't really say that you own it, you know?
Yeah.
You say you bought, like, an action figure. Did you buy an action figure? I think you did.
Yes.
I knew it!
Which one did you get? Did you get Woody? Is he your hero?
Yeah, I got Woody and
I got Buzz Lightyear.
I got both, and my Buzz actually shot lasers. He shot red bullets.
Evan, I can't believe you got
I'm only messing. No, I got them like 2 years ago.
I have... Wait, have you guys, have you guys ever played Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah, I used to play Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon cards too.
Yeah,
I have
the
box full of them.
Yeah, I know, me too. But like the thing is, like when I was younger, I went to Toys R Us, I went straight for the toy section, right? Well,
yeah,
it's all toy sections, but whatever.
It's a Toys R Us.
I know, but like I went straight for like action figures, and like. I looked around searching for Yu-Gi-Oh! Action figures. I would always, like, get different ones, too. Like, I got a Blue Eyes White Dragon,
Yeah,
model.
I really hate getting the same card twice.
Yeah, especially if they're in the same pack. Like, if they're in the same booster pack. What's the point of having two of them?
That's what they used to do with the Pokemon cards, right? They used to give you, like, one actual Pokemon, like, and a million, like, energy cards.
Yeah, you don't really need the energy cards at all, really.
Yeah. Energy cards were so useless.
Very. Oh, man. It's pretty much us just, like, talking about the past, how things used to be.
That's what you should call it, Ben, how things used to be.
Yeah. It's called, oh, I'm just eating crisps and drinking milk.
Why am I playing with a water bottle thing?
What?
Like, you know, on, like, water, like, plastic water bottles, they have the little strips, like, the strip around it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a strip of paper around it. I just sort of, like, ripped it off last night. I'm playing with the strip now. It's just sort of, like, I don't know.
So easily entertained.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I kind of, like, you know, I have ADD, so I just sort of, like, I just kind of, like, fiddle with things.
Let the record show that Kurt has ADD.